For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses in Austin, Texas at Hotel St. Cecilia, hanging out with Billy and Bobby of Bonnie Doon. Guys, how are you doing?
Very good.
Great. Thanks for having us.
The album Let There Be Music comes out in June. The first single is Naturally. This is a really fun track. You play around with your lyricism. There's some lines in French thrown in there. So talk about how this song came together.
That was a song that kind of had evolved a lot from its conception. When we first wrote it, it was slower and kind of more instrumental breaks and things like that, and moodier, I guess. And then in the studio, we just decided to kind of like pick it up and experiment with it a little bit. And then some of the lyrics we were, you know, tossing around, we're just kind of like meh about. So we decided to, experiment with lyrics too. And we, you know, came up with some French lyrics that sounded good to us. And I think it fits the song really well.
Well, let's take a listen. It's Bonnie Doon's Naturally on WNRN. Naturally by Bonnie Doon on WNRN off the upcoming album Let There Be Music. We're chatting with Billy and Bobby of the band from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. So guys, you got your start in Detroit, and Detroit has such a storied music history. I'm curious what that scene was like when you all were coming up.
We started in 2014 in Detroit, and there's a lot of legacy to Detroit, obviously. We kind of when we started the band, it was kind of a whole new generation of bands that were not like loud garage rock punky bands. We played in all those bands, but then when we started Bonnie Doon, it was very different than that, and there was kind of a whole new crop of bands that started around the same time, kind of doing different things but all not what Detroit was kind of known for.
Did you make that decision on purpose for that reason? To say, hey, we want to do something different?
Partially, but probably more just it was naturally what we were interested in. Like Bill and I both bond when the first thing we bonded over when we met was the Silver Jews. So that kind of became like a huge touchstone for us.
Central Virginia shout out to yeah. David Berman.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, Third Man started. That was since we became a band. They didn't have the Detroit location. And yeah, they built the pressing plant there, and we did a live record there a few years back, and it's a really nice spot.
We're speaking with Bonnie Doon at the Hotel St. Cecilia in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. Their new album, Let There Be Music, comes out in June. But guys, most recently, you worked with Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie on her album, St. Cloud. You were with her in the studio, and then you were also the touring band for her when she hit the road. Can you talk about that experience and then maybe what lessons you took from playing someone else's material and then transitioned those lessons into writing your own?
Bobby's known Katie for years just through like punk and DIY and stuff, and played together, you know, 10 years ago, probably the first time, maybe more. And we have some friends in common, and when we were on tour with Snail Mail in 2018, we ended up linking up with Katie in Kansas City and asked her to play a song with us at one of those shows and sing with us. And then she kind of from that thought that it would be a good idea to ask us to be in her band, and we agreed that it would be a great idea, and it was. And it was really fun making that record and made a lot of new friends. And by now, we're really excited to get back going on Bonnie Doon, because that was, you know, a couple years of our lives of supporting Waxahachie, which was a blast. But yeah, now that this new record's coming out, we're really excited to get going on this again too.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience, and it really kind of like raised the ceiling on our imagination of like what is possible, I think. And we were Katie's band from 2019 to probably about 6 months ago, so about 3 years. And yeah, I think the difference between like playing someone else's music versus your own is just you know, like you're trying to constantly think about like what their vision is and how you can best serve that. And it's almost like more pressure than playing your own, like where it's just we feel free to do whatever we want and, you know, make mistakes and be fine with it, you know. And but we really wanted to do as much justice to Katie's songs as possible because they're amazing.
Well, guys, we'd love to hear one more from the upcoming album, Let There Be Music. Let's take a listen to Crooked Creek. What would you like to tell us about this one?
Bill and I just had a lot of fun writing. It's like kind of a different style of writing than our other songs, and it just is kind of very free, and there's a lot of free association and imagery, and that was really fun to write. And do you want to say anything about it?
Just that you wrote the lyrics and were intended to sing the song, and in the studio we were just kind of like, I think Bobby was just like, maybe you should try it just to kind of see if that works, and we liked it. And kind of, yeah, and we do that a lot in this band, which is just working together in every possible way, and he'll write lyrics for me and vice versa, and it's just kind of everything's a free flow.
Awesome. We're going to take a listen to Crooked Creek. Bonnie Doon on WNRN live from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas at the Hotel St. Cecilia. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Of course.